Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. We're taking your nutrition and health-related calls. Let's go right back to the phones and pick up Chris in Fort Collins, Colorado. And she has a severe twitch, I guess, in the right eye. Are you there?
I am. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome. And how old a woman are you?
I'm 39.
Okay, boy, we're getting the puppies today. All right.
And
Thank you. You're welcome. And so how long has this severe twitch been going on?
About 2 months.
Okay. Well, normally, the most common thing, of course, it doesn't necessarily mean you have the most common thing, but normally this is attributed to a condition called an imbalance of calcium and calcium and phosphorus. So
okay.
What we've got here is normally a hyperparathyroid reaction, and this can be induced by a very high protein diet. So let me ask you about your diet. Do you eat a lot of protein?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay, well, let me ask you another way.
Every meal.
That's too much. See, when you cook meat, for example, now you have something that's hard to digest and will force you to produce your own HCL to digest it, but also you'll be getting 44 times as much phosphorus as you will be calcium. Now, in this cooked state, you're going to find that it's very quickly can induce a hyperparathyroid response, and that's exactly what it does. It picks one eye or the other, and it twitches like a banshee. And most people think, oh, my Lord, this is a mysterious problem. No mystery at all. This body tells us we're just the dummies that don't listen. So what I'm going to recommend for you is that you reduce your complete protein, meat, fish, poultry, eggs, or dairy, to once a day, preferably at lunch, because you're just about to move out of the puppy zone here.
Yeah.
And you're going to need to be a little more careful about what you eat and when you eat it, or you're not going to digest it as well. The other thing we can do to give you almost immediate relief from this twitching is for you to get a roll of pH paper and a product called pH Trio. The pH Trio, I would get it with the aloe drink because it works even better than the aloe powder. And then what you do is you just up the coral in the pH Trio. There's cod liver oil as capsules or liquid. There's coral and aloe. That's the pH Trio. So you mix the coral in the aloe. You start out at about a half teaspoon. How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 135.
Okay, so you'd start out at about a half teaspoon of the coral, and you'd just build up slowly, maybe every couple of days you'd increase until you see that the morning urine pH, by the pH paper, you just tear off a little pee from the roll, pass it through the first morning urine stream, it changes color. Your goal is to get it green. When you start, it'll either be blue, which is super bad. That tells you you're buffering your urine with ammonia. Then as you begin the supplement with the pH Trio, it'll drop down to very acid, and then gradually it'll come back to that ideal 6-4-7-0 zone, which is the green zone. And as it begins hitting that, you'll see the little twitching is all gone. And as soon as you bump up your protein and you stop the minerals, it'll be back at you like a banshee. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And you might check to make sure there's no infection or anything going on with your teeth. Everything is okay there, because that can also be an issue. And you are old enough now that you really should get on the HCL detox kit.
I have been on that.
Excellent. And you should take Quantum Digest. And doing that, you're now digesting your food, and you don't have to worry about the bad digestion dramatically accelerating your aging, you know, because women are not allowed to be old and ugly in America. You know that, of course, right? So you need to take a little better care of you. Men are allowed. Women are not allowed for some reason. Okay, I think that should help a lot. Give me a buzz after a month or so and let me know how you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.